Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I seem to have picked up the Obama virus. My output is exceeding my income, and I'm using a lot of paper. So I think it'd be best to turn this morning's show over to my friend Bob Peterman from up in Weebo, Montana. Bob is going to do one of his songs, A Couple of Good Horses to Ride.
He got off the bus there in Weebo, strolled into the Palace Cafe. He was packing an old saddle with tender care and a suitcase that had seen better days. He stood and looked up and down the counter. Then he came and sat down by my side. He told me I looked like a hand that might know where there's a place with horses to ride. He told how he'd rode for the ranches and was cow boss on one of the best. How he knew every cow there from the back of his horse, and he kept the old ways of the West till those new owners built all those fences. He took that and the calf chutes in stride, but when they traded his cabbie for them four-wheeled steeds, he went looking for horses to ride. Told me how he'd taken the job at the station and a room at a nearby motel. But pumping gas ain't no job for a cowboy, he said. That motel life's like living in hell. So he spent what he'd saved on the ticket and headed out while he still had some pride. And he swore how he'd live on that bus till he found a place with horses to ride. Just a place with horses to ride, with badlands and cedar breaks and sagebrush lots of wide. He's one of the last of a breed, and all he'd really need is a couple good horses to ride. He thought maybe I knew of some old rancher who had family he just had to go see. He could see the work got done just like it was his own, and he'd even do it for free. He'd stay and work on through the winter, feeding cows, and he'd do all the chores. He wouldn't need no pay, just a warm place to stay, with a hook for his hat by the door. Well, I thought all night long about that stranger, lie awake and wide-eyed until dawn. But when I got back to town, they told me that he'd gone. He got back on that greyhound that morn. But he'd taken one last look around Main Street, then with a sadness that he couldn't hide, he said, I've got to go. There's a cow town I know where there's a place with horses to ride. Just a place with horses to ride, with badlands and cedar breaks and sagebrush flats of white. He's one of the last of a breed, and all he'd really need is a couple good horses to ride. He's one of the last of a kind, and I sure hope he finds just a couple good horses to ride. one of the last of a kind, and I sure hope he finds just a couple good horses to ride.
Thanks, Bob, and thanks to you listeners for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Please join me for another edition next week. I'm R.P. Smith.